Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our text this morning brings us back to the first Easter Sunday, Luke 24, 36, 39. The talk was going around. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Jesus rose again. That was the conversation among his followers. Early in the morning, the women went to the tomb because they had prepared spices to finish embalming Jesus' body. However, when they got there, the stone had been rolled away and Jesus' body wasn't there. And then two angels, two men in white clothes, they appear and told them that why they're seeking the one that is living among the dead. And they return to Jerusalem to share the news with the 11 and all the others. Of course, the disciples were a little confused with this news. And they didn't really believe in that witness that the women were sharing with them. Luke tells us that didn't make no sense, that story. And Peter, of course, you know Peter. He says, I have to check that for myself. I have to go there. And he goes. And he didn't bring much good news either, because the only thing he could see was the strips of linen laying by themselves. And he returned wondering what happened to Jesus' body. But of course, that was that conversation in Jerusalem that Jesus has risen from the dead. And then to make things a little bit more intriguing or kind of a complicated, we have those two disciples that walk to Emmaus and they come back to town saying, we not only walk with him, we talk to him, we had a meal with Jesus. You see, friends, death is one thing, but resurrection is another story. It blows your mind away. The disciples are confused. We get confused too when we hear things like that. I imagine you are familiar with the Nextdoor app. Some of you probably have that in your phones. I don't, but my wife does. And 2 weeks ago, she got an interesting post on that app. It goes like this. A middle-aged, very nicely dressed couple is going around knocking on doors. They knock on mine, but they're already walking down the road by the time I was able to get to the door. Anybody know what they want? Woman is wearing a skirt with pink blazer, and the man a gray suit. That's the post. Now, it's interesting to read the comments. I'm not reading all of them. Sounds like Jehovah's Witnesses or politicians. They have been walking over our area all the time. Then somebody else said, church people. They're all over St. John. Actually, very pleasant. Even though they know I'm not interested, if they see me out, they always stop to chat. Another one said, sounds like Jehovah's Witness. If so, they are nice. But if you act too interested, they will keep coming back and mailing you a lot of stuff. But now we get to the comments that really brings to our topic today. Listen to this. We had people knock on our door asking if we found Jesus. Evidently, he is lost. And then somebody else replied, it's almost time for him to be a zombie. He is going to rise from the dead sometime next week or so. You see what I'm talking about? Death is one thing. Resurrection is another story. You don't see people dying to them and coming back from their grave next day. I remember teaching confirmation class in southern Brazil, and I was a pastor in a large church. We had this small church, rural area, St. Peter. And in old traditional Lutheran church, what you see, you have a small fellowship hall, the church building, and next to the church building is what? The cemetery. It was a hot Saturday. I'm teaching confirmation class. I open the windows. There is no AC. And I can teach the confirmants here like you are sitting in the pews. And to my left, I can see the graves. And you are talking about the resurrection of the body. The third article of the Apostles' Creed. And I looked to my confirmants and I asked them, do you believe that everybody that's buried there, pointing to the cemetery, you rise again one day? There was a pin drop silence in the church. The confirmants didn't say a word. But I keep poking them. You know, Pastor Prieto. I said, do you believe that people that are buried in this cemetery, one day are going to rise again? Do you believe? What do you think? My 11, 12-year confirmants, they're thinking like, what happened with the pastor this morning? But then, little by little, the confirmants start to kind of say a little thing, even though without words, but with expressions like, I'm not sure. Showing kind of a disbelief. Of course, the confirmants, like I told you, are 11, 12 years old kids. They didn't have a chance to live too long, but they had lived long enough to know that they never heard in that village that somebody rose from St. Peter's Cemetery. That is one thing, my friends, but resurrection is another story. You don't see people dying today and coming back from their graves next day or a couple days after. And the disciples, they are confused. My confirmands were confused. Our next door neighbors, sometimes they are confused, they mock and they laugh about the resurrection of Jesus. However, in spite of confusion, doubt, weak faith, laughing, or sarcasm, nothing deters the risen Lord. You realize that. Nothing deters him. And Jesus knows exactly what's going on in the disciples' minds. Luke tells us that they're talking about these events, and Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you. Peace to you." I want you to understand that it's not a wish. It is not something that maybe can happen to you. But Jesus is giving them peace because what he accomplished on the cross and the empty tomb. There is peace between us and God because of Jesus and what he has done for us. But the disciples' reaction is not really what we expect would be, right? They're astonished and frightened, afraid. They thought they had seen a spirit, a ghost. And as we know, this is nothing new, right? When he was walking on the water, what they thought? There is a ghost coming against us. But then Jesus asked them two questions in our text. Are you troubled? Oh, of course, Jesus, we are troubled. That's what will be our answer, right? Yeah, they are troubled. There is doubt in your hearts. The disciples are not sure that he is risen. You know, that's what I call about being subjective. You see, my heart is not sure. I don't feel that is right. I don't know. It's about me. very subjective. It's you talking to yourself. But Jesus, he is objective. He is concrete. He says, see my hands, see my feet. It's myself. I'm not a ghost. Spirit doesn't have bone and flesh, as you see I have. But Jesus doesn't stop there, does he? He showed them their hands, their feet. And disciples cannot believe what they're seeing. No, they cannot believe that. But it's true. Jesus is right there in front of them. Jesus in flesh and bone. The only difference, he has the scars in his hands and his side and his feet. But it's the same Jesus that they saw being crucified on Good Friday. Yeah, it's the same one. But now he is risen. And I have a body to show you. I have my scars. And by the way, I'm hungry. Do you have anything for me to eat? Yeah, we have some broiled fish, and they gave to Jesus. And they're thinking, it's him. He's back. He's with us. But Jesus, he doesn't stop there. He continues with his very intentional way of being objective. Instead of pointing to himself, now he brings what? He brings the scripture. And he gives the best Bible so that any of you could be attending. And he says, you know the scripture, don't you? The Old Testament talks about me. The law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. They all talk about me. This is not subjective. This is objective. It's not how you feel, how you think. Stick your nose in the book and read it. It's right here. And I'm telling you, it's me. And then Luke tells us that Jesus opened their minds to understand the scripture. We confess that in the third article of the Apostles' Creed, don't you? I believe that what I don't believe. That's what we confess. And we need help. We always need help. Can you see the disciples? And the Holy Spirit comes to us and he opens our minds in our hearts that we can understand the scripture. Now, what is the scripture is talking about? Jesus says, and let me tell you in a snapshot. The scripture says that Christ would suffer and die. That the third day he will rise again. And then repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. This is what the Bible, the scripture, is all about. This is what the church is all about. We preach repentance and forgiveness of sins. That's what we call law in the gospel. We bring people to the foot of the cross. We show them the empty tomb. And we say, your sins are forgiven in the name of the risen Christ. And this is the message that needs to be proclaimed to all nations, to the disciples, to my confirmants on that Saturday afternoon, and to our next door app neighbors. And Jesus says in our text today, you are, we are witnesses of this. Christ is risen again. This past weekend, I had the privilege to fly to San Antonio to spend Easter with my wife and my kids. And while I was there, so I heard that a good friend of mine, Betty Amft, was really struggling with her health. She's battling cancer for the last 3 years. And really, I want to see Betty. You don't know Betty, but when I was pastor in San Antonio, she was the president of the Elder Male. She was the president of the Elder Male Zone. And we always worked together. She could be my mom. And so every time I taught Bible class or I had the opening devotion for our meetings, at the end she would say, "Spot on, Pastor, spot on." Well, Sunday was Easter. I couldn't see Betty. But in the afternoon, I called Betty. Oh, sure, I called Betty. I talked to Kevin, her husband. I said, "I need to talk to Betty." "Oh, she's right here, Pastor." Then she comes and she talks to me. And we talk about Easter. We talk about Easter celebrations. And then at the end, I said, "Betty, can I pray with you?" "Oh, sure, Pastor." And then we pray over the phone. And of course, my prayer was what? To celebrate Easter, Jesus' victory over the dead. And the victory, I said, that is his, is also yours, Betty, is mine, is our victory. This is the most beautiful gift we have from the risen Christ. Because he lives, we also live forever, eternally with him. And I said, "Amen." And then she come with her famous line. "Spot on, Pastor. Spot on." The resurrection is everything, isn't it? And I replied to Betty, "Spot on, Betty. Of course, the resurrection is indeed everything. It's the only thing we have. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." Amen.